You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Abraham Avinu, Alav Shalom.
Chesed.
No, got up in the morning. Very nice. Chesed. Got up in the morning.
Humble.
Humble. To do chesed is hard.
Are we dealing with specifics or general?
No, something that we can use. Something that, you know, because the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelem Avah. So we explain, that's not possible. So then, the first thing we explain, Yisrael actually relates to Avod and Imahot. So now we had Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom. So chesed is hard.
You have
lots of money. It's hard to give money.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. You have a lot of money, you give. You know, what's the big deal? I mean, sometimes it's hard, but it's not. You know, Hashem, get up in the morning. You have alarm, Baruch Hashem. You have, right? People text you. You know, and things like that. So, is that a shame?
Phone calls.
Phone calls. Yeah. What else?
Emunah.
Yeah. Emunah? Yeah. Abraham Avinu had Emunah?
True. He went through 10 tests and he came out.
Oh, he never questioned.
But he went to Mitzrayim. He was permitted to go to Mitzrayim?
No.
He wasn't permitted. So he had Emunah?
No.
So when there was a famine, so he should have stayed. So he left. What else? No? It's Bameida. No, he didn't say. How do I know? That is. So now, when he had guests, so now we see the Midrash says a very interesting thing. He says that actually all the privileges that we have in desert for 40 years, because he took care of him, was a very great host. You know, he told them to have some bread. So Hashem, give us man for 40 years. He told them, sit under the tree. So Hashem said, I give you an inner kavod. And then, what else?
The tongue gave them.
Right. So that's a salab. Yeah, that's also. How about the water? What happened to the water?
To Miriam and Abiyah.
No. The water, did he give or he had somebody else give?
Ishmael to bring it.
Why? No. So now, Hashem said, you didn't bring the water. So now, I will not give you the water directly from Shammai. Good? So now, the question that is asked is a very delicate question. Why he didn't bring the water? He ran after the cow. He ran to tell his wife, Mahari, Basiu Got, Dushi, right?
He didn't bring the water because of the Avodah Zarah, the feet washing was...
No, that's even greater. He should do it himself.
He wanted to get Ishmael involved.
Why?
Because the mitzvah could get him...
How come he didn't do it with other things? He wants... Is it better to be a role model or other people around?
Washing the feet was a...
Is it better to be a role model or to other people around?
Be a role model.
A role model. So that's why he was punished. What's the difference to bring the water or make the cow ready? What's the difference?
Make the cow ready is much more.
No, why he does the cow himself and the water he has Ishmael to bring.
Was more difficult.
The water?
The cow was more difficult to run and catch him and do it.
So if the water is easier, so he should bring himself. No? So now, if somebody else would take care of preparing the cow, would it make a difference?
No.
Yes. Maybe don't make
it. So that means he could have done it better than other people, right?
Wasn't kosher handy, somebody else would make it.
No, the point here is to prepare food. Does it matter you're a better chef or not?
No.
Yes. Because if you're a good cook, so then you make it. More delicious food. How about bringing water? Does it matter who brings it?
No.
Doesn't matter. The water doesn't change. You know, you bring the water.
Water is water.
Ah, so that's why he didn't bring it himself. So what does it matter? What does it matter? Huh? You know? He said, what difference does it make? Unless he would bring it himself. So why he was punished then? If to bring the water would not matter who brings it, it's the same taste. No?
Yes.
Same taste. So why Hashem is punishing him? You understand?
There is no more important or less important mitzvah. So he was supposed to do this one.
Fine, but his logic was, it doesn't matter if I bring it or somebody else bring it.
It doesn't matter what you bring. The mitzvah is mitzvah. You're supposed to do it yourself. Not ask somebody else to do it. That's why he was punished.
But if there's somebody else and the quality is not going to change, so what does it matter?
The mitzvah is...
But he is already he's bringing three tongues, brings him mustard and all of these things. He's running to make the matzah.
Don't
let go any of this. Yeah, listen carefully. So sometimes, you know, it happens. You know, you're called. You know, can you take care of this? Can you come? We need you. You see, he doesn't come. Why doesn't he come? Why? No. No, chas v'shalom. No. See, sometimes you feel that, you know, I don't play, you know, the important role here. You know, they can take care of it. They can manage it. Right? You know, pass. Yeah, you know, why should I put myself, you know, in the trouble? Here, unbelievable point, and that is, man of kindness. Four doors on his tent. But here, he had a delay. Why? Because he said, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? It's the same water, it's the same taste, it's the same quality. Let them bring it. She said, what? You pass on the mitzvah to somebody else? You know what would happen? For 40 years we could have had arrowhead water from Shamayim. And not only that, the whole disaster that came about, Shabram Shalom was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael. Whose fault was it? Avraham Avinu, because if he would bring the water himself and he would have water from Shomayim, the matter of the rock would not even happen. So you know who is to blame for not having Moshe Avraham Shom Bita B'Tam Yidash? Who? Avraham Avinu. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol Yisrael yesh lahim cheder olam haba. What is Yisrael? Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Sarah Imenu, Rachel v'Rivka, v'Abraham. That's what the cheder comes about. The chas v'shalom, you're not delayed. No matter what Mitzvah it is. If you're not, it wouldn't matter that somebody else do it. And here we see, no. You cannot, chas v'shalom, let go of it. No matter the Mitzvah, might look to you, smile, you know, not important. You know, somebody else can do it. You know, I don't need to get involved. See, to delay mitzvah, see, wow, what a cheder you can. Chas v'shalom. Hashem is zaykenu to grab the mitzvot constantly.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.